Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the Phonology Report for the week of April 4th, 2020. My name is Kelton, and I'm your phonologist for the week. April is a month of surprises. It starts with April Fool's Day and moves on to warm weather followed by a snow squall. Ezra now can't see any snow looking out of his window. I noticed that due to melting snow, my creek is about 8 times wider than usual. Isaac noticed that when all the snow melts, it creates a bunch of little tiny streams of water that form into one or two big ones. On the morning of April 7th, Owen awoke to the sound of thunder and rain on the roof, a sure sign of spring. On Tuesday, it also got up to 51 degrees, which is the warmest day this year so far. On April 7th, I noticed a small waterfall in my creek. On the 8th, it was dried up and gone. In Lakeside, Ezra noticed that it is now warm enough to go outside without a coat, though there was still a chilly breeze. In April, so many birds returned to the Northland. Mr. Shooty heard a grouse drumming on Saturday the 5th and saw a woodcock. If you have open fields near your home, go out and listen for them to start their mating call and sky dance. See if you can find them as they flutter back to earth with the chirpy call as they descend. The song sparrow was present at feeders on Saturday the 4th, while all day long the snow fell. Its song was heard on Sunday the 5th. Perhaps no other bird represents the hope of spring like the song sparrows. It sings all day long, assuring us that the spring and the warmth of summer are just around the bend. While at his cabin on Sunday the 5th, Isaac saw a wild turkey run on the path to the outhouse. On the 7th, Joshua and his dad also heard a turkey and tried to call her with a turkey call. On Tuesday the 7th, Bailey and her mom were driving on Corky Road and they saw 5 ducks, 3 drakes, and 2 females. On Wednesday the 8th, the Phoebe returned to Miss Teegee's barn. It is a gray flycatcher and nests under her canoe that hangs in the barn. She watched it fly from a fence post and go into the barn. Now that the snow has mostly melted away, many green plants are appearing. We are seeing some grass turning green in our yard. High up in the crowns, the aspen trees near our school have broken bud on the 5th. This means that their leaves are peeking out, and with a couple more warm days, the leaves will start opening. Ella noticed that finally, the aspen tree's buds in her backyard were swelling. A fun activity to do at home is to cut a branch from a maple and a few other types, place a piece of tape around their stem with the date, and put them in a vase or jar of water. Place them in a sunny window and observe what happens over the next week. On the 4th, Isaac saw 18 deer on the drive up to his cabin. On the 8th, Josie saw the same deer come to her backyard 3 times. She also saw an injury on its back leg. This concludes the Phonology Report. Have a healthy week, get outside to explore, and be observant.